Federal Chief Information Officer Vivek Kundra is concerned about the future of federal IT. He says the government needs to focus on data security when making the move to cloud computing and information sharing, and he's warning against a small number of companies controlling IT business with the government.
We almost have an IT cartel within federal IT, where you have very few companies. And these companies, frankly, a lot of them benefit because they understand the procurement process better than anyone else, not because they're providing superior technology. How do we get some of the most innovative companies, the most innovative people, to actually come in and compete for federal contracts? So with cloud, for example, I actually went out of my way to try to encourage non-traditional players to come in and compete for this $80 billion. We want to introduce Darwinian pressure so that the federal government can actually benefit.
Vivek Kundra was speaking at the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology on Friday. He says new companies could give the government help in overcoming a host of challenges. One is the mosaic effect that makes it easy to get sensitive information from public records. Kundra says agencies need to guard private information that could be exposed when data sets get released to the public.
Part of what we're struggling with is we know that true value lies at the intersection of multiple data sets, yet at the same time, we also know that if we start releasing all this data without actually thinking about the national security implications, an example is as part of our open government directive, we were talking to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and we're talking about the different data sets that they're going to release. So we had a very vigorous debate around at what level do you release and what is the appropriate model for looking at it. So the challenge for us here is in this mosaic effect model is to think about, on the one hand, how do we make sure that for agencies where the default is to make sure they do not want to release any data. They're going to use this as an excuse. And we see that versus where do we actually have real serious implications when it comes to national security or privacy. I think the privacy implications are very, very serious. From a national security perspective, what we've done is we've made sure that the NSC is involved as we're vetting some of these critical data sets.
Vivek Kundra says the government also has to address data sovereignty, and that becomes a bigger issue as agencies cut some of the 12,000 data centers they're running.
My view is we should only have 3 major data centers across the entire U.S. government, and we should also look at these platforms, whether it's collaboration platforms, financial systems, HR systems across the board. So that would call for almost like a center for information technology that's centralized, that commodity ITs be run.
Kundra's only talking about specific types of IT and not mission-critical systems.
You wouldn't want, obviously, the FAA, for example, with this air traffic control system. That's a very custom IT project that would need to be run. Now, we are on that path, and that's part of what the 25-point plan to reform federal IT management does. But the trajectory, this is going to take years to move in this direction, and I think it's actually the most logical path, and I think there's a huge opportunity right now as we're looking at the tough budget climate, where from a White House OMB perspective, we're trying to rationalize all these assets. But I would say the biggest problem, though, is how we fund it. If we don't solve that, none of the other stuff matters because in appropriations language, actually, agencies are forbidden from sharing money across the board, so that's a pretty serious issue.
Vivek Kundra will step down as federal CIO in mid-August to become a fellow at Harvard University. His successor hasn't been named